It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
But I have my money on the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Dolphins about to hit the practice field in a matter of minutes, and it is day three of training camp. Emmanuel Ogba had the orange jersey yesterday. Mike McDaniel raving about Emmanuel Ogba. He said yesterday's practice was even better than the Wednesday practice that earned him the orange jersey. Apparently, he was flying around at 19 miles per hour, Leroy.
He was good. He was good. Just got schemed out when he got injured.
So it is good to see Emmanuel Ogba having some good practices going. You guys see Team USA. It is we got group play starting up Sunday, 11:15-ish. Leroy is when the game gets going. Are you excited about this? These are my two teams, but I'm rooting for America. USA versus Serbia.
I can't even talk to you right now.
Why?
You know why. This dude rooting for seven teams in the
I'm not rooting for seven teams. I'm rooting for two MVP players. I love Jovic.
Listen,
such a rascal.
This is how this works. I have played with some of my dearest friends, and then I played against them. And when I played against them, I tried to beat the brakes off of them. So we can talk trash in the offseason.
Mm.
Don't mean I'm not their friend. Don't mean I don't love them. But I want to have the bragging rights. That being said, you root for the U.S.
Yep.
I don't care who's on the other team or play for what country they play for. And that's it. There's no negotiating. You can't have two or three teams in the Olympics. No. Now, once, so say if they get to the medal rounds.
Yeah.
And Serbia is playing somebody.
Yep.
But not the U.S. Because the U.S. is playing for the goal. Mm-hmm. Then you can say, I hope Serbia wins.
Well, that's what I was saying.
No, you're not. That's not what I said.
That
is not what you were saying.
I'm only rooting for Serbia except against America.
Yeah. When we originally had this conversation, it was three teams.
No.
Yes, it was.
What it was if somebody said, if Goran was still playing for Slovenia, would you root for Slovenia? I said, of course. I love Goran. Why would I not root for Slovenia? So then it would have been three teams. But he's not. So I'm not rooting for three teams. I'm only rooting for two teams. Slovenia's not even in it.
Here's the deal. It's the Olympics. You root for the U.S. and only the U.S.
Yeah, tell them.
Until the scenario, as you want to say, is set up. So if Serbia's playing for the bronze and the U.S. playing for the gold and all the damage is done and now we just meddling, okay. You can say, you know what I want to see.
So I can't even root for group play?
Nope.
Wow.
Can't do
because
it.
Because Serbia's in your group.
Yeah, but like
Serbia's in your group.
U.S. ain't going to take care of them?
Mm-hmm. Nope. No. You root for U.S. You don't root for Serbia. Ain't got nothing to do with Nico. Mm.
Good. I don't want you to root for us. Big mistake. Barry got the game. Got the win with it without Nico.
How you hedging your bets in the Olympics, dude?
Mm. I've told my baby boy, I say.
You can speak whatever accent you want. You American.
American.
I tell baby boy, I say, you go out there. You give Spoelstra a piece of mind and piece of buckets. Remember, he played Caleb Martin in front of you 8-4.
Mm.
He's 6'3". Doesn't even make sense.
Is he 6'3"?
Hey, we're not having no more of this. This is not a debate. Man. This is not up for discussion. You root for the U.S. End of story. You turn on Olympics. You see that red, white, and blue. You just root of for course. It.
Well, that'd be the same colors. But, I mean, yeah, I do. I understand what you're saying.
No matter what sport you're watching.
Did you guys see Kevin Durant get posterized yesterday?
Oh, yes. Did you see his tweet about it? That's what was impressive.
Oh, my goodness.
Ant-Man killed him.
Yeah. Did his best.
Yeah. He said, I tried, Jennifer.
I tried, Jennifer.
Of course. Referring, of course, to the old CJ McCollum tweet of Jennifer, the Blazers fan, who told CJ McCollum to make the playoffs, and he famously responded, I'm trying, Jennifer.
Trying. It's so great.
It's funny seeing like how young, because a lot of people didn't get that joke yesterday, and you're like, wow, you really see how many of these accounts, really popular accounts on Twitter, are not by anybody who's older than 15. Because that wasn't that long ago to not know that reference.
Yeah, for sure.
Nico doesn't get reference, but I'll tell you what he does get. Buckets. You better be ready, Bam. Strap in.
Enough of this.
What?
The Olympics start. We are only concentrating on the U.S.
We can't just
medal count
in the U.S.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Because, I mean, we got to scout opponents, too.
Oh,
that's how it works.
No, you don't.
Gotta get ahead.
Of course. Especially the way they've been playing lately.
Oh, my goodness.
Dicey.
Isn't it something where your oldest guy might have to play 30 minutes a night?
Could you imagine 40-year-old Serbian out there smoking cigarettes?
Do they drink vodka over there?
There's Vladimir the blacksmith out there playing power forward against LeBron.
LeBron.
I'm actually worried about Serbia. Serbia's got some ballers, dude.
Yeah, but guess what?
They got Bogdanoviches.
But here's the deal. The deal with the U.S. is the starting unit, that's just like for show.
Yep.
That second unit will lock your ass down.
Yep.
And that's like, and watch how quick Steve Kerr, if things don't go right, and within 2 minutes of the game, that second unit will be in.
I agree. I think that he's going to have the quick trigger for it for sure. So I got that. I had a Marlins trade yesterday.
Oh,
AJ right. Puck.
AJ Puck has been dealt to the Arizona Diamondbacks for two prospects, Davison de los Santos.
Yes.
And center fielder Andrew Pintar.
Which means if they bring in a center fielder.
Yeah, there is some word that Jazz is going to. Well, this guy's like it. He's in like double A, but there has been some thought that Jazz is going to get some time at second base. I mean,
wait, they bring pitchers up from double A. That's how Dontrell came up.
Dontrell
came up from double A.
Jazz is playing awesome though right now, man.
Yeah, but okay, but it's not here. Here's the two things I have a problem with. One, whenever they trade somebody, they never trade them for anybody, mm-hmm. right? Like, we've gotten, over the past 15 years, we've gotten the worst end of damn near every trade.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, as great as Jazz is playing, they're not winning nothing.
I understand, but that's not his fault.
It's not his fault, but the iron's hot with him. You could get something. My problem is what they get. So, like, okay, how are we going to handle this when every time you trade a guy that has any value, you don't get anything for him?
Well, I think the thing with Jazz is the assumption is if you're going to trade for him, you're going to have to pay him eventually. I think he's got 2 years left to control. So I think that's probably part of it. And there's also it's kind of a nasty negotiating game going on with him because everyone's trying to do this bold leap of, oh, I don't know, he's a locker room malcontent sometimes. You know, so people are trying to, like, it seems like publicly torpedo his value.
Oh, which they're politicking.
And
listen, guess what?
I wonder this though. Like, look, if you're not
politic, the Marlins can't politic. You know why? Because everybody believes a player over the Marlins because that's what this franchise has been.
Right. Well, I do wonder this though. Like, if you're the Marlins, right, and you have somebody, it's taken them so long to get anybody of offensive talent on their team. You're not paying anybody on this team next year.
Nope.
Would it really kill the Marlins to give somebody like Jazz Chisholm an extension or come to him with it? Now, I realize Jazz may want to go off to the Yankees or Philly or some big market. He obviously has a big personality, a star persona. So he may want to get the hell out of here. He may not want to stick around. But if you are going to get fleeced in these deals or you're just sending him off to send him off, is there any shot that they just go and roll the dice on bringing him back at least next year?
I don't want to trade with the Yankees because – if you trade with the Yankees, you're going to get something that, if he was any good, would be playing with the Yankees. Right?
I mean, like, look.
Nah!
Like, people do have good prospects. I'm not saying, like, it's impossible to go and get a good deal for him. Supposedly, the deal they did yesterday, they got the sixth best prospect from the Diamondbacks. So,
the sixth best prospect in their organization or overall?
In their organization. Mm-hmm. For a reliever? Not bad. Mm-hmm. Especially with him. I mean, you never know with him.
But you know he's going to come here and hit 200.
Well, you know.
Because I don't know what it is about when they come to hit for the Marlins.
He's not wrong about that.
Like, every time, look, dude could bat 700. He's batting 700 in the last 2 months. Great prospect. You bring him up, can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Tanner Scott's as good as gone. He's going to be out of here. But, so far, they're trying to deal Jazz, but apparently no deals are closed, according to Craig Mish.
When is the trade deadline? When is the trade deadline?
I think it's next Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay. We got time. I mean, it's not like – and baseball is – like, it's weird for me because of all the sports, there's really not one guy that can take over a game on a nightly basis. You can say that in all the other sports. You can say that in football. You can say that in hockey. Hell, we just watched what Connor McDavid did. He damn, like.
What did he do? Score 0 points in the last two games?
I mean, you know, come on, dude.
Oof. What?
Stop. You know what I'm saying.
You mean Mr. Empty Conn Smythe?
Yeah.
Connor McDavid?
Anyway.
They call him the con artist.
Anyway, you know what the hell I'm saying. In basketball, you can take over.
In football,
there's a guy that could go on the field and dominate. But if you're 3-for-3 with 3 home runs in baseball,
mm-hmm.
it don't mean you're going to win. That's just 3 runs. Like, it on a nightly basis, I don't care how good you are, you can get lost.
But riddle me this, Batman.
Sure.
How does a goalie who has a shutout and gives up one goal in a clincher, how does that guy not get the award over the guy who had 0 points in two games?
Because he gave up a
because he gives a rat's ass.
Because
he had more elite games than he had stinkers.
He also gave up an Archie Manning.
No, he didn't give up an Archie Manning. He came out.
Okay.
Oof. Ridiculous. What is this hockey racket? I'm sick of it.
But I'm just saying,
you guys don't deserve the Panthers. NHL.
Back to Jazz.
Sorry.
So, like, regardless of how good a year Jazz is having, right? You can probably get some good prospects for him. However, every time they trade a good player for prospects, the prospects don't pan out. So
right.
I'm more inclined to just keep the guy you know is going to be well. Now, here's the problem. He's going to can he go to arbitration after this year?
I think he's got 2 more years of control. I mean, they still go to arbitration.
Right. So, like, yeah, look at how this. So I that's a tough spot. I don't know what to do.
They're like, gonna. Oh, I mean, they're gonna trade him if
they
it,
are.
Ultimately,
are you gonna feel confident in who they bring in?
No. Why would I have any confidence? Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I suppose your just faith is in Peter Bendix being super baseball nerd and he's gonna figure it out. But
and they trade the guy that they got in a trade.
Yeah, but not. But that's not a trade he made. I mean, that's back. You know, that trade was made back in the day for Zach Gallen.
But it's one that worked.
They gave him.
And if you say the fact that you're saying means that you can trade Jazz.
I'm just asking I guess the thing that I'm just like, well, if people are going to play this game publicly with the Marlins, where they're like, oh, I don't know what a personality he is. Like, all right, screw it. Like, don't. I don't want them to get fleeced for Jazz. Is I guess what I'm saying.
Contrary to popular belief, all you morons in the real world, right? We don't always get along with all of our coworkers.
That's true.
And at some point, you look at the production over the malcontent, right? He ain't got to go in the batter's box and hit with friends.
I mean, he's not a malcontent. He's had one public beef against Miguel Rojas, I love Miggy Rowe. Miggy Rowe is as class as they come. They hated each other. Right. Happens. Sometimes people don't like each other.
Right. But I'm just right. That's my point. My point is that whatever you may think or what people may think or whatever, like, it's baseball. Like, at some point, you gotta. Did the Marlins get fleeced with Stanton? I'ma say this.
Well, Stan made a gazillion dollars. You weren't going to get a lot for him.
Here, I'll say this. That was a salary dump. And he's always hurt. So if he was still here, oh, my goodness. They couldn't afford that.
Did you see, by the way, Yelich's back is jacked up again?
Yeah, he's been pretty good, too.
Nah, I mean, he was an MVP candidate, but now apparently he might have to get season-ending back surgery. It's really weird, right? Like, he's had that since he was a kid.
Right. But that's because he's so tall, right? You're so tall and you got that torque into the core.
This is the whole point of why I said what I said, though, back in the day. Like, you know, I mean, my heart was in the right place.
No, you didn't think he was going to be that good, and he's a baller. That's the fact.
Take a break. Back after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop D-O-double-G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with...
Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy, can you get a weather update?
Sure can!
That is brought to us by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7, call them at 866-954-MORE.
It hasn't really been that warm, although I heard it's been the hottest this past weekend as it was in the world. Ever.
That's according to Frog Boy.
Yeah.
Take for what it's worth, you know?
All right.
I mean, look what he's wearing.
We got winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Looking for which way these clouds are going. Them big clouds don't move. Look like it's still coming out of the east, southeast. And I would say it's partly cloudy. There's a lot of sun out there. And the clouds don't look like they're carrying any darkness. So it's just, I go a little partly cloudy. Or mostly sunny, however you want to do that. But this time of year, always look for a straight shower in the evenings. And I would say it's about 87 degrees.
Did you guys see yesterday that Khalil Ware showed up to a Miami Heat camp, which immediately made me think of Bryant McKinney telling us the story about, it's a giant. As you know, these kids are probably thinking, as soon as the 7-1 guy walks in, oh my God, it's a giant.
Whoa! Yeah. Oh my God!
Miami Dolphins training camp going on as we speak. They're over there at Miami Gardens. The first practice open to the fans will be Sunday. I'll be boots on the ground for that one. And I will come back. And I'm going to have my own stock up, stock down, by the way, Leroy. You know, I can't wait.
Can I be honest with you?
Why? Dude, what? Yeah, what's up?
There's certain people that shouldn't be allowed to watch football.
That's not fair.
You should just be able to enjoy the game, enjoy the games, enjoy your team, and whatever. But if you go to practice, I know you're going to come back with just some hot garbage.
That's not true. First of all, I'm going to bring my notes, you know, and a legal pad ready for football. You know, I'm going to have things to say. I'm keeping track out there on that football field. You know, we'll see. We'll see what the vibes are like. We'll see what the fans have to say. I'm excited about it. Very excited. Now, we got to attend to this because it's not all Tua who's waiting for some money. Javon Holland, a.k.a. the Snowman. He's also in the last year of a deal. And it's a second round pick, no 5th-year option for him, you know? So this is what he had to say. Now, he said before he understands he's on the back burner. His Tua don't got a deal. He knows he ain't getting a deal. But here was Javon Holland asked about his contract situation yesterday.
I mean, it's not like I'm dictating time on my contract, because if I was dictating the time, I would have got paid my rookie year. Not sure. But hey, man, it's, you know, when it comes, that's on, like, I can't control none of that. So, yeah, man. Whenever they want to, I'll pick up the phone. But I'm out here every day just, you know, trying to get better.
Gotta love that guy.
I do too.
But you know what? And cool for him. He has the right attitude.
But him and Tua are kind of the same in that they are going to put him on the back burner because they're not making a ruckus.
Yep.
And that's the part that gets to me. You don't want a guy to cause problems, but if he doesn't cause problems, you ignore him. And that's where we are, right? And so, and maybe that's not the case. Maybe they're really trying to get something done, and maybe they want to get something done. But guess what? That's what happened to Christian Wilkins, right? So all I have is when teams go out of their way to re-sign the guys that they have, that they drafted, and they just let a guy go and put themselves in a situation where it can happen again. Like, I start feeling a little like, what are we doing?
Menu 631 says, and Tua can't do that. He wants him to do can't do a Javon Holland.
I think there are different situations, to be honest.
There are different situations.
As much as I get on Tua, I do feel like the way the teammates are rallying around him, they're kind of setting the precedent of like, he's the leader for sure. Pay him, take care of him, and then everyone else, you know, it'll be a domino effect from there. But I think they're just in different situations.
If the Tua talks go awry, like, they probably will go pay Javon Holland. Like, they probably will say, if it goes really bad and they're going to have all this money to spend on people, like, he's going to get paid. It's just one of those things where I think they, because I don't know what a safety franchise tag is, but I imagine it's nowhere near the realm of a DT or a quarterback. So
right, no,
you know, like, that's one of those where I think they feel like they have a safety net with Javon Holland if it got to that, you know, next year. But I mean, look, the praise has been pouring in for him. I mean, ESPN executives, they ranked him the fifth best safety in the league. I know that he had I've never heard of what happened last year where he sprained two MCLs.
Oh
yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
They need to ban that damn MetLife Field. two sprained MCLs. What kind of barbarian stuff is that? Fix your field, New York or New Jersey.
Yeah, they don't even play in New York.
So stupid. I was talking to, who was I talking? What's the guy's name? Dan Lanning. Now, he didn't coach Javon Holland. They missed because Javon was a crystal ball guy. Sat out his last year because of COVID, but he did spend some time with him this summer because he went up there to graduate. And, you know, Dan Lanning being a defensive guru that he is, he couldn't rave. I mean, he was raving about him. He's like, I'm like, I mentioned Javon Holland. You would have thought I mentioned his best son. He's like, remember? I'm like, hey, you want to take a cold shower, dude? Calm down.
What's going on?
Loves it.
I love Javon Holland too, though. And anyone who speaks about him, not only is he like good physically, mentally, he's smart.
Yeah.
Know some things.
I mean, you need guys like that on your team, right? But like, like the company guy, like the more and more I like.
Because he could be, it's funny because we've seen him publicly on social media voice his opinion about stuff. I mean, he was very public about how much he hated Vic Fangio's guts, I think. Told him to, kick rocks down the street. So it's not like that, he's one who's shy of sharing his opinion.
But you also have to be honest with your situation also.
Yeah.
Right? And know where the team is. And I think that's a good place to be in where you can say, hey, I know what's going on here, right? That's you know, situation number one. But don't forget about your boy, right?
Hog Wild Fishing, which is a great name. MetLife Field might as well be playing asphalt in a parking lot that's just painted green. Wasn't that what, like, Veteran Stadium was?
Yes. Yes. I put it this way. I have never played a game at Old Vet Stadium and somebody didn't leave there, either an Eagle or the team I played on, with a torn something.
Ugh.
It was brutal. Jeez. We played the Eagles one time, and I ran up through the middle of the field, and the safety came up, and I kind of dump trucked him, and he tore both his ACLs.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
I survived. That's what we like.
Did you just kind of like, did you like peer over your head and you'd be like, uh-uh, and just left, or did you check on him?
No, like I didn't know what was wrong with him. Damn, I went right up through him. You know, I tell you what, whenever I've run over somebody, I never push off of them. You know what I mean? That's just classless. So when people did that to me and did the walk over, you know, the walk over.
Yeah.
And put the junk all in. And dude, like there's only a few situations where I just get hot. That's one of them. That's one of them. Or getting hit out of bounds. If you hit me out of bounds, we fight.
We'll take a quick break. Tickle Leroy's Hunzi next. I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. So fancy.
Ah! You need a throat lozenge or something, my man?
What do you mean?
Did you try to turn your mic off while you were hacking loogies and all that stuff?
I felt fine. I think you're judging a little bit too strong. I gotta be honest with you here.
Okay, dude, it sounded like I was gonna have to send somebody over and do a little checky check on you.
I don't think so, dude. I think you're being a little ridiculous. Really? I gotta be honest with you. Yeah.
Very intense. Mm. It sounded like, you know, when them old people cough, yeah, like they just let it all out.
You're a real rat bastard. You know that?
I mean, you could have turned off the mic.
You know what? And then it's like, oh, you muted your mic anytime I try and, you know,
well, do because it, that's when you don't put it other back on.
Typical rat like behavior.
Starting from the 1920s. Yep.
Typical rat behavior.
Did you see what he said the other day? This guy really hates. I mean, he really hates Khabib.
He goes after everybody, though.
He says that he's going to buy Khabib's house back from the Russian government and take a poop in it.
But with the accent, right?
Yeah. Leroy!
What's up?
The opening ceremonies of the Olympics.
Ooh. No.
Why not?
Leroy. Listen. Fancy not tickled.
I don't watch the Olympics till sports are being played.
I mean,
missing out.
I'm not missing out. What am I missing out on? I'm going to sit in front of the TV and go, oh,
tradition, dude. Tradition.
Yeah, it's a tradition for the Olympics, not for me.
It's like the Macy's Day Parade. You just watch it.
I don't watch that either.
Yeah, I don't either.
All right. Well, what if I could get you with that?
It's like you watch the big balloons go by on your TV. Stop lying.
Throw it on.
I don't even watch it.
You know why? The only time you throw it on is if you put the TV on the football game a little bit early and they're ending a parade. That's it.
All right. What about this? 3 a.m. Slovenia versus Spain in men's handball. Take your fancy.
Dude. Do you even like me?
What do you mean, dude? Whoa.
You're not getting up three in the morning. Maybe for
you can't
handball?
Sleep a little bit. If you can't sleep, you watch a little handball.
Fancy not tickled.
Because if I get up early in the morning and I can't sleep, so I get up anyway at 4. Mm. But I can get up a little bit later because my tea time's later because of the tournament. Right?
What time are you gonna be up tomorrow? 5 a.m.
Yeah, I get up at 5. I'll get up at 5.
5 a.m., Leroy, on USA. Men's and women's 4x100 freestyle swimming. Tickle your fancy?
I might take a little look at Lou at that. I like, you know.
My fancy is tickled.
I like the races, right? I like the races. I will also watch the senior open, so that's also going on.
What about at 6:45 a.m., Leroy? Nope,
I'm gone.
Well, let's just say you weren't.
Let's say I wasn't. Okay, I'll tell you if I'm intrigued.
Men's field hockey, Netherlands versus South Africa.
Can I just say this? I thought men did what's the other one with the baskets?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse?
I thought they did lacrosse and not field hockey. Mm.
I'm with you. I did not know men played field hockey. I thought that was the Irish called that hurling.
You know, you ever tried that?
Lacrosse?
First of all, no, field hockey. The stick is way too short and your back hurts after 3 seconds.
Mm.
Cause you're just walking around like just imagine like
sweeping your floor with a brush.
If you're back at 8 a.m., Leroy, we got men's beach volleyball on NBC at 8 a.m. Ooh. Team USA versus Cuba.
Tickle your fancy?
Fancy, not tickled.
That's intangible sports. We are.
What?
You hit all the intangible sports, start the Olympics early.
That's all I got so far. I'm scrolling.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, they got a lot. I mean, there's a lot of Olympics going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got rid of baseball, but we got field hockey.
Yeah. Flag football is on the way, though.
Ooh.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
How about
next Olympics?
How about on NBC Digital, 9:30, women's bantamweight boxing and men's lightweight boxing?
Ooh.
You know what? If you watch the fight game, and then you watch Olympic boxing.
Very corrupt.
It looks like it literally looks like misfits. Like they just go in there and swing like crazy because it's only three rounds and it's not very long and they just swinging for defenses.
This doesn't do well off of my intangibles, but coming here at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Leroy, men's skateboarding.
Take your fancy.
Dude, can I just say this?
Fancy, not tickled.
Waking up in a sport that at least has a black person in it. And that's not being racist. I'm just saying the sports that don't have that, I've never been interested in. Skateboarding? Come on. Are you going to watch skateboarding?
Jimmy Butler likes skateboarding.
Okay, good. He can watch it. He'll probably be there.
Coming up at 11:15 on Saturday, Leroy, France versus Brazil in men's basketball on CNBC.
Okay, I can
Victor Wembanyama.
Yep, I can work that because France, I mean, they got Rudy Gobert and Victor Wembanyama.
Yep.
That seems – and is Sar on the team?
I don't think so, dude. I think he's got his own problems. You see these numbers Sar was putting up? He had the worst shooting percentage
in the summer of history. He put up a lot of offers.
Oof. All right. I think this one's going to get you.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready.
Men's fencing. 1 p.m.
Although, when Fonz was little, I went and got the expensive lightsabers. Right? And we used to do that. So, I've dabbled. But no.
Fancy, not tickled.
Dade Sass is one of our best skateboarders is black.
Yeah. Wait, our? Dade South, your fat ass can't get on a skateboard.
Wow. I apologize, Dade South.
All he did.
You don't know what he looks like. You haven't seen him in like 3 years.
Wait, I'm just saying.
-1%.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Nobody say nothing when they get us. Says nothing. Him and Smeathan, when they get us.
Talking about America. That's all he was saying.
I'm just saying. Come on. Jesus. Come on now. Listen.
You're a bastard.
I don't see you flipping up and doing an ollie or whatever that's called. Come on.
Unnecessary roughness.
He said the U.S. I'm not fat shaming.
You're fat shaming, dude.
All right. Fine. Fine. I meant no disrespect.
Oh, okay. Damage is done, my friend.
Okay.
Damage is done.
Damage is done, my friend.
Wait, what is he doing?
I meant no disrespect.
7 p.m. tomorrow night.
All right, that's in my wheelhouse. I'm going to be
women's
home.
Women's water polo on USA Network. Team USA versus Greece.
Can I tell you something? I tried watching water polo, and I almost drowned watching. Right, I'm like, how are they? What? Right, that water's deep.
Fancy, no. Not tickled.
No.
Yeah. What else we got here?
Not a lot of good sports.
It's the beginning, dude.
Okay.
They don't even start doing the run until next week.
If anybody is a little bit of an insomniac, 3:30 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh,
men's air pistol final.
What are we even doing?
I don't know what that means, air pistol.
What does that mean?
You're shooting a gun paper? That's fired by air instead of a bullet, like a.
So it's not. It's, what does that mean? It's like so, like a paintball gun, like with a like a.
With lead. I'm assuming. You have to understand. I've never touched a gun, so I'm sitting here giving gun advice. It, like I'm just making an assumption here.
Oh man, these air pistols though, they have long barrels. Like they're really
Because that's the air.
It's only room in this town.
Texas Star saying it's a BB gun. So, okay. Like an air rifle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you what, I have been intrigued watching in the winter sports when they ski around for an hour and a half and then go shoot targets. Like, that's some old war stuff right there, right?
I've never seen that.
Like, you skate, they skating, and then they get down in their little, and then shoot the targets.
5:40 a.m. on Sunday, Leroy. Women's gymnastics. You into watching women's gymnastics? Ooh. I like women's gymnastics.
Yeah, I am. I'm interested. I think
fancy is tickled.
I think like, but here's the thing. Here's what I get.
My fancy is tickled.
They do a whole bunch of qualifying first, because you know there's a lot of countries, right? And so, you're not gonna know who's doing what, and I get nervous. Because with all that flipping, you're only a couple of inches away from splitting your wig. So, the one where they... On the bars, the uneven bars.
I thought you were doing the ribbon thing. I was like,
The men do one bar. The women do two bars. Mm. And then they do the... Yeah, like, man, when they flip off and do, like, triple back flips, and then...
Yep. Gotta stick the landing. I'm
like, stick the landing. I'm like, wow. Incredible. That's an air pistol?
Yeah, it's the air pistol.
Oh, you can only hold it in one hand?
Why is she wearing a Steve Spurrier visor?
And she's got the one eye, the one like the glasses with the one
just,
eye.
Just one.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Coming up at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. Badminton.
Take your fancy. No, come on, dude. Look. I'm not watching a sport where you play in a grass field and you say, hey, you guys want to play some badminton? Sure. I used to remember playing that as a kid, and you could bat that thing as hard as you wanted. It was going 3 feet.
What about at 9:30 a.m., the women's kayak semifinal?
You named one event. Maybe Leroy will be interested.
Dude, come on. Fancy, but that's all of us. Stop acting like...
No, I'm not like watching none of those.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not
watching. What about at 10 a.m.?
Kayak. Look at me. Look at me.
I like kayak.
Kayaking.
It's very enjoyable.
No. Yeah. I'm not talking about the kayaking that you get to rent a boat when you go to like the DR or Jamaica. Yeah. Right? You know, they want to impress me? Do the wheel braces.
Oh, we got a real standoff here at 10 a.m. You got three choices.
Mm. Okay.
Women's and men's judo in the finals.
All right. All right.
I'll catch them when they get to MMA.
Table tennis?
No, that gets intense.
That does get intense.
I mean, look. You know what they get rid of? It's like it's amazing how my goodness, they're so good.
That's two
women's
good
archery.
Ooh, that seems like
I've been known to sneak a peek at that. Just like you know what, I sneak a peek at archery, like I sneak a peek at curling.
Ah,
because I'm still trying to figure curling out.
Yeah,
they are way too serious. Right, like, and everybody always scraping.
And then when they get away, they're get away.
Yeah.
A smashing win with the stone!
How
smashing.
Can that one guy with one slide get that far?
I don't know.
Right? Like, yeah.
At 1 o'clock on NBC, you got a doubleheader.
What day are we?
Sunday.
Okay. He's lost track of the days.
We have surfing and equestrian. Think you're fancy?
Whoa.
Doubleheader. Two sports for the slot of one.
Fancy not tickled.
What are you doing?
I'm trying.
Surfing and equestrian. You don't even know what event equestrian. You just saw equestrian, like because they got the one with the dancing horses. They got the jumping, right? Like the horses be out there doing
for the stanky
leg. They have horses out there doing the stanky leg. And them horses are expensive.
We then, of course, Leroy, tomorrow at 11:15 a.m., men's basketball, Team USA takes on Serbia in group play. Take your fancy.
Are you going to root for the U.S.?
Yeah. Of course.
My fancy is tickled.
Roger.
Trust me, we don't like you either. Not rooting for you, Eric Spoelstra. Wait till we give you max contract ass kicking.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm very interested. I expect that the U.S. going to run over them, but it'll be interesting to see. Like, is this an indication of how great LeBron is? That at 39, he is going to be the catalyst behind this team? Right? That's crazy to me. With all the talent we have in the NBA, he's still got to do it.
I think everybody respects him, too. I think they look at him as the guy still.
Okay. Okay. I think
there's a respect there, obviously.
I got you.
That has tickled my fancy.
You know what tickled my fancy a couple of weeks ago? Skip Bayless. He has worked his way himself to a point where nobody wants to do a show with him.
He said his tweet after LeBron had his run against Germany was Michael Jordan would have covered.
Oh, okay.
He still can't let it go. He can't let it. The guy
that's been technically playing, a funny tweet.
LeBron has been playing longer than he's been doing radio.
J-Fig says, surfing is wild, though. J-Fig, you're not watching Olympic surfing.
She's not watching Olympic surfing.
No. Surfing is wild. Like, really?
Now, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, stepping up for the gold in bird hunting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, hey, so what are your favorite sports in the Olympics, the Summer Olympics?
I like boxing, obviously. I like watching
boxing. Boxing is rough, though, because it's not the boxing you used to. I watched it, too, and it's just, it almost looks like misfits. Like, it almost looks like you're watching a Paul fight.
Nothing
right?
like hearing Jim Lampley at 3 in the morning.
Oh. Gotta pinch yourself, find out if you're dreaming.
Figure skating, though.
I do like gymnastics. I would say
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm in the fast lane, from LA to Tokyo, so fancy.
Nah!
You need a throat lozenge or something, my man?
What do you mean?
Did you try to turn your mic off while you were hacking loogies and all that stuff?
I felt fine. I think you're judging a little bit too strong. I gotta be honest with you here.
Okay. Dude, it sounded like I was gonna have to send somebody over and do a little checky check on you.
I don't think so, dude. I think you're being a little ridiculous. Really? I gotta be honest with you. Yeah.
Very intense. Mm. It sounded like, you know, when them old people cough, yeah, like they just let it all out.
You're a real rat bastard. You know that?
I mean, you could have turned off the mic.
You know what? And then it's like, oh, you muted your mic anytime I try and, you know,
well, do because it, that's when you don't put it other back on.
Typical rat like behavior.
Starting from the 1920s. Yep.
Typical rat behavior.
Typical rat behavior.
Did you see what he said the other day? This guy really hates. I mean, he really hates Khabib.
He goes after everybody, though.
He says that he's going to buy Khabib's house back from the Russian government and take a poop in it.
But with the accent, right?
Yeah. Leroy!
What's up?
The opening ceremonies of the Olympics.
Ooh. No.
Why not?
Leroy.
Listen.
Fancy not tickled.
I don't watch the Olympics till sports are being played.
Ah, oh, that's okay. I mean,
missing out. Dude.
I'm not missing out. What am I missing out on? I'm gonna sit in front of the TV and go, oh,
tradition, dude. Tradition.
Yeah, it's a tradition for the Olympics, not for me.
It's like the Macy's Day Parade. You just watch it.
I don't watch that either.
Yeah, I don't either.
All right. Well, what if I could get you with that?
It's like you watch the big balloons go by on your TV. Stop lying.
Yeah. Throw it on.
I don't even watch
it on.
You know why? The only time you throw it on is if you put the TV on the football game a little bit early and they're ending a parade. That's it.
All right. What about this? 3 a.m. Slovenia versus Spain in men's handball. Take your fancy.
Dude. Do you even like me?
What do you mean, dude?
Whoa.
You're not getting up three in the morning. Yeah,
maybe you
for
can't
handball?
Sleep a little bit. If you can't sleep, no. You watch a little handball.
Fancy not tickled.
Because if I get up early in the morning and I can't sleep, so I get up anyway at 4. Mm. But I can get up a little bit later because my tea time's later because of the tournament. Right?
What time are you gonna be up tomorrow? 5 a.m.
Yeah, I get up at 5. I'll get up at 5.
5 a.m., Leroy, on USA. Men's and women's 400, 4x100 freestyle swimming. Take your fancy?
I might take a little look at Lou at that. I like, you know. The
My fancy is tickled.
I like the races, right? I like the races. I will also watch the senior open, so that's also going on.
What about at 6:45 a.m., Leroy?
Nope, I'm gone.
Well, let's just say you weren't.
Let's say I wasn't. Okay, I'll tell you if I'm intrigued.
Men's field hockey, Netherlands versus South Africa.
Can I just say this? I thought men did what's the other one with the baskets?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse?
I thought they did lacrosse and not field hockey.
Mm.
I'm with you. I did not know men played field hockey. I thought that was the. I thought the Irish called that hurling.
You know, you ever tried that
lacrosse?
First of all, no, field hockey. The stick is way too short, and your back hurts after 3 seconds
because
you're just walking around like you. Like, just imagine like sweeping your floor with a brush.
If you're back at 8 a.m., Leroy, we got men's beach volleyball on NBC at 8 a.m.
Ooh.
Team USA versus Cuba. Take your fancy?
No, dude.
Fancy not tickled.
That's intangible sports. We are.
What?
You hit all the intangible sports, start the Olympics early.
That's all I got so far. I'm scrolling.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they got a lot. I mean, there's a lot of Olympics going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got rid of baseball, but we got field hockey.
Yeah. Flag football is on the way, though.
Ooh.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
How about
next Olympics?
How about on NBC Digital, 9:30, women's bantamweight boxing and men's lightweight boxing?
Ooh.
Are you fancy?
You know what? If you watch the fight game, and then you watch Olympic boxing.
Very corrupt.
It looks like it literally looks like misfits. Like they just go in there and swing like crazy because it's only three rounds and it's not very long, and they just swinging for defenses.
This doesn't do well off of my intangibles, but coming here at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Leroy, men's skateboarding. Take your fancy.
Dude, can I just say this?
Fancy, not tickled.
Waking up in a sport that at least has a black person in it. And that's not being racist. I'm just saying the sports that don't have that, I've never been interested in. Skateboarding? Come on. Are you going to watch skateboarding?
Jimmy Butler likes skateboarding.
Okay, good. He can watch it. He'll probably be there.
Coming up at 11:15 on Saturday, Leroy, mm-hmm. France versus Brazil in men's basketball on CNBC.
Okay, I can
work that. Wembanyama.
Yep, I can work that because France, I mean, they got Rudy Gobert and Victor Wembanyama.
Yep.
That seems – and is Sar on the team?
I don't think so, dude. I think he's got his own problems. You see these numbers Sar was putting up? He had the worst shooting percentage in his tournament history.
He put up a lot of offers.
Oof. All right. I think this one's going to get you.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready.
Men's fencing. 1 p.m.
Although, when Fonz was little, I went and got the expensive lightsabers. Right? And we used to do that. So, I've dabbled. But no.
Fancy Sass, not tickled.
Dave Sass is one of our best skateboarders is black.
Yeah. Wait, our? Dave South, your fat ass can't get on a skateboard. What are
Wow! I apologize, Dave
South. All he did.
You don't know what he looks like. You haven't seen him in like 3 years.
Wait, I'm just saying.
-1%.
Wait a minute. Nobody, nobody say nothing when they get us. Nobody says nothing. Him and Smeathan, when they get us.
Talking about America. That's all he was saying.
I'm just saying. Come on. Jesus. Come on now. Listen.
You're a bastard.
I don't see you flipping up and doing an ollie or whatever that's called. Come on.
Unnecessary roughness.
He said the U.S. I'm not fat shaming.
You're fat shaming, dude.
All right. Fine. Fine. I meant no disrespect.
Damage is done, my friend.
Okay.
Damage is done.
Damage is done, my friend.
Wait, what is he doing?
I meant no all disrespect. Right.
7 p.m. tomorrow night.
All right, that's in my wheelhouse. I'll be
women's
home.
Women's water polo on USA Network. Team USA versus Greece.
Can I tell you something? I tried watching water polo, and I almost drowned watching. Right, I'm like, how are they? What? Right, that water's deep.
Fancy, no. Not tickled.
No.
Yeah. What else we got here?
Not a lot of good sports.
It's the beginning, dude.
Okay.
They don't even start doing the run until next week.
If anybody is a little bit of an insomniac, 3:30 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh,
men's air pistol final.
What took are your fancy? We even doing?
I don't know what that means, air pistol.
What does what do that shooting? Mean?
I don't even you're know. Shooting a gun paper? That's fired by air instead of a bullet. Like a.
So it's not. It's, what does that mean? It's like. So like a paintball gun? Like with a. Like a
no, but with lead. I'm assuming. You have to understand, I've never touched a gun, so I'm sitting here giving gun advice. Like, I'm just making an assumption here.
Oh man, these air pistols though, they have long barrels. Like they're really
yeah, because that's the air.
It's only room in this town.
Texas saw saying it's a BB gun. So, okay, like an air rifle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I tell you what, I have been intrigued watching in the winter sports when they ski around for an hour and a half and then go shoot targets. Like that's some old war stuff right there, right?
I've never seen that.
Like you skate. They skating, and then they get down in their little And then shoot the targets?
5:40 a.m. on Sunday, Leroy. Women's gymnastics. You into watching women's gymnastics? Ooh. I like women's gymnastics.
Yeah, I am. I'm interested. I think like, but here's the thing. Here's what I get
my caught fancy up. Is tickled.
They do a whole bunch of qualifying first. Because, you know, there's a lot of countries. Right? And so you're not going to know who's doing what. And I get nervous because with all that flipping, you're only a couple of inches away from splitting your wig. So on the bars, the uneven bars.
I thought you were doing the ribbon thing. I was like,
the men do one bar, the women do two bars. Mm. And then they do when they flip off and do like triple back flips and then.
Yep. Got to stick the landing.
I'm like, wow. Incredible. That's an air pistol?
Yeah, it's the air pistol.
Oh, you can only hold it with one hand?
Why is she wearing a Steve Spurrier visor?
And she's got the one eye, the one, like, the glasses with one eye.
Just one.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Coming up at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, badminton.
Take your pencil. No, come on, dude. Look. I'm not watching a sport where you play in a grass field and you say, hey, you guys want to play some badminton? Sure. I used to remember playing that as a kid, and you could bat that thing as hard as you wanted. It was going 3 feet.
What about at 9:30 a.m., the women's kayak semifinal?
You named one event, maybe Leroy will be interested.
Dude, come on. Fancy, but that's all tickled. Of us. Stop acting like
none of those.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not
watching. What about at 10 a.m.?
Kayak. Look at me. Look at me.
I like kayak.
Kayaking?
It's very enjoyable.
No. Yeah. I'm not talking about the kayaking that you get to rent the boat when you go to like the DR or Jamaica. Yeah. Right? You know, they want to impress me? Do the wheel braces.
We got a real standoff here at 10 a.m. You got three choices.
Mm. Okay.
Women's and men's judo in the finals.
All right. No. All right.
I'll catch them when they get to MMA.
Table tennis?
No. That gets intense.
That does get intense.
I mean, look. You know what they get rid of? Yeah. I mean... It's amazing how, oh my goodness, they're so good.
That's
women's archery.
Ooh, that seems like it'd
be I've been known to sneak a peek at that. Just like, you know what? I sneak a peek at archery like I sneak a peek at curling.
Ah.
Because I'm still trying to figure curling out.
Yeah.
They are way too serious. Right? Like, and everybody always screaming.
And then when they get away, they're get away.
Yeah.
A smashing win with the stone.
How
smashing.
Can that one guy with one slide get that far?
I don't know.
Right? Like, yeah.
At 1 o'clock on NBC, you got a doubleheader.
What day are we?
Sunday.
Okay. He's lost track of the days.
We have surfing and equestrian. Think you're fancy?
Whoa.
Doubleheader. Two sports for the slot of one.
Fancy not tickled.
What are you doing?
I'm trying.
Surfing and equestrian. You don't even know what event equestrian. You just saw equestrian. Like, because they got... They got the one with the dancing horses.
They got the
jumping.
Mm.
Right? And like the horses be out there doing
for the show stanking
leg. They have horses out there doing the stanking leg. And them horses are expensive.
We then, of course, Leroy, tomorrow at 11:15 a.m. Men's basketball. Team USA takes on Serbia in group play. Yep. Take your fancy. Yep.
Are you going to root for the U.S.?
Yeah. Of course.
My fancy is tickled.
Fraudulent.
Trust me, we don't like you either. Not rooting for you, Eric Spoelstra. Wait till we give you max contract ass kicking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm very interested. I expect that the U.S. gonna run over them, but it'll be interesting to see. Like, is this an indication of how great LeBron is? That at 39, he is gonna be the catalyst behind this team, right? That's crazy to me. With all the talent we have in the NBA, he still got to do it.
I think everybody respects him too. I think they look at him as the guy still.
Okay. Okay. I think
there's a respect there, obviously.
I got you.
That has tickled my fancy.
You know what tickled my fancy a couple of weeks ago? Hmm? Skip Bayless. He has worked his way himself to a point where nobody wants to do a show with him.
He said his tweet after LeBron had his run against Germany was Michael Jordan would have covered.
Oh, okay.
He still can't let it go. He can't let it. The guy been
technically a funny tweet.
The guy, wait. LeBron has been playing longer than he's been doing radio.
J-Fig says, surfing is wild, though. J-Fig, you're not watching Olympic surfing.
She's not watching Olympic surfing.
No. Surfing is wild. Like, really?
Now, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, stepping up for the gold in bird hunting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, hey, so what are your favorite sports in the Olympics, the Summer Olympics?
I like boxing, obviously. I like watching
boxing. Is rough, though, because it's not the boxing you used to. I watched it, too, and it's just, it almost looks like misfits. Like, it almost looks like you're watching a Paul fight.
Nothing
right?
like hearing Jim Lampley at 3 in the morning.
Oh, gotta pinch yourself, find out if you're dreaming.
Figure skating, though.
I do like gymnastics. I would say my favorite sports to watch that are just popular during Olympic times are gymnastics.
Yeah,
and swimming.
What about running? You guys aren't mentioning like sprinting.
I am. You always want to know who's the fastest person in the world.
Gotta find.
I didn't see any schedule for it on the NBC. Maybe it starts like the next week.
Because they do a lot of qualifying.
Yeah, like, so maybe.
Before you get to the finals, there's two rounds.
Two heats?
No, like, so you run and then they take the top two, and then you got to run again,
mm-hmm.
and then they get to the, it might be even three rounds. I'm not sure. You're trying to get to, like, you're going from, like, 80 people to 8 or 10.
We'll take a quick break. We'll get you caught up with your headlines. Lots to get to back after this.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.